was a woman on a bicycle. She was riding through the park. Chemtrails, chemtrail rally. No, I don't want that flyer. It's very bad for the environment. Oh, I like the environment. Right. Well, it's very bad for the environment. It's very bad for the environment. It's changing the pH of the soil. The bees and the bumbleflies are missing. And it's very bad for our health and our respiratory system. It's, I'll look into that. So before, I thought it was some nightclub thing, perhaps. But it's worth sort of hassling people and just asking them, look, if you're not going to take the flyer, have you heard of chemtrails? And some have and some haven't. And it's very interesting, very, very interesting. There was a couple of aviation guys sitting on there by the River Cam there. We had a quick drink in the pub to refresh our spirits. They were very interested, asked some very interesting questions. They claimed to not be aware of it, but they seemed like university sort of lecturer types. So who knows? Again, very responsive. And a guy in Spain, from Spain, talked about his friends in the Canary Islands who were very concerned about the subject, and he would pass the information on to them. So not everyone, you know, the average sort of Joe public, many are aware. They just need clarification, I found. As soon as Vinnie Eastwood's with us, we'll bring him on for Tales from the Other Side of the World.
Tales from the Crypt.
So for this chemtrail rally on Saturday from 11 a.m., please bring banners and make banners and anything that makes noise, and bring along what you can. Welcome.
Can you hear me?
No, I don't hear Vinnie. Hello? Hello, Vinnie? Hi there, Vinnie.
Vinnie, yeah,
I'm here.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Vinnie?
Skype preferences.
Hello, Vinnie. I hear you now.
Okay, I gotcha.
About that. How are you?
I'm good. I just had to switch my audio to the headset. For some reason, it wasn't working properly.
Yeah, a few gremlins tonight and a few miscalculations on the keyboard as well.
All right. And hold on one second. I'm just going to switch here now to my my desktop microphone, which has the best audio quality. And can you hear me now?
Oh, that's excellent. That's FM.
Okay, excellent. And that's what you call somebody who used to be an employee of Gerald Celente. An excellente employee.
See, I knew that was coming. We haven't even rehearsed this. I knew this was coming.
Yeah. Well, I am a pretty predictable lame joke teller with crappy puns and whatnot. I'm kind of notorious. Oh my goodness.
Well, there's me thinking that, you know, thousands and thousands of miles away, we had a kind of spiritual telepathy going on, like an Aborigine family. But no, it's just your jokes are really bad and predictable. That's great. Sorry, but you said it first. Anyway, this chemtrail rally is coming up. Can you make it on your bicycle?
I am. Well, it's funny you should say that, because I just organised sending the email. I organised to get on the Facebook group of the Chemtrail Action Network. In fact,
yeah.
In fact, let me start over, because there's a whole lot of ways that I'm involved with this. You see.
Oh, by the way, folks, if you haven't heard of Vinny before, where have you been? He is a presenter on American Freedom Radio and the Vinny Eastwood Show, so please check it out as soon as you can. That's who you are. What's your name and where do you come from?
Well, basically, I'm Vinny Eastwood. I'm from New Zealand. I'm a pretty sarcastic, funny guy, and I like to laugh at all the wonderful, hilarious things that go on in this world, you know, like copious amounts of people getting incinerated in two giant towers via controlled demolition and or energy weapons and or this, that, and the other. Basically, the world's so freaking crazy and chaotic that if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go freaking nuts. Everybody out there's getting so freaking serious because everything is getting really, really serious. So it is desperately necessary to have a bit of levity. There is no reason to get so overly depressed and all about that, because when you get depressed, it demotivates you. If anything, all you need to do is laugh and all get angry, because at least when you're laughing, you're being happy, and at least when you're angry, you're being motivated. That's what depression is, ladies and gentlemen. It's just anger minus the motivation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being free. It gives me something to wake up for in the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I get up. In fact, you know what's funny, Patrick? I naturally wake up earlier on days that I have to do my radio show or do protests or anything like that. Just naturally. I don't even have to wait for the alarm or nothing like that. And here's the key. This is what you look for in an excellent employee. Passion. If you don't have your passion, doesn't matter how much qualifications you got, doesn't matter how much hour you put in, you ultimately don't truly care about what it is you're talking about or doing. And so you're probably not going to go anywhere because you don't infect anybody with your passion. You don't help them to take a ride with you when you have a conversation with them. That's what I like to do, on the other hand. I don't know about you, Patrick, but I don't have the world figured out. I haven't flown up with a test tube and collected some description of chemtrail or whatever, but I've seen plenty of chemtrails in New Zealand here, man. And we have chemtrail activists that come on my show, like Claire Swinney from Chemtrails North.
Yes,
And you can have a look at all these people on my website, gorillamedia.co.nz, gorilla like a soldier, not like an ape, and .co.nz for the American listeners. And also, there's the importance here in New Zealand, I feel, to recognize that the chemtrail phenomenon is indeed a global phenomenon, and we do have them here. We have them in rural areas. We have them in big cities. We're everywhere, man. It doesn't matter where you are in New Zealand. You've probably seen a chemtrail, whether or not you might have realized it. And what's interesting now, Patrick, is that I'm starting to look over my balcony every day to look for chemtrails. Not every day there is one there, and not terribly common will I see one that's very, very clear, you know, just like those one beautiful big streak shapes. And then, of course, there's all these people that say, oh, well, they're just actually cirrus clouds and all of this sort of thing. It's like, bro, look, a cirrus cloud doesn't go in a straight line from one side of the sky to the other without bending a tiny bit, okay? That is a chemtrail. I'm sorry. Contrails don't last that long. Maybe a couple of plane lengths behind them, the contrail will disappear. They don't hang in the air all freaking day in a pristine environment like New Zealand, hiring our pH levels in our soil. I mean, in Auckland here, we've got a total of something like 36 volcanoes in Auckland. It's frickin' soil is fertile as a young woman, man. And all this crap raining down on us here, what's it going to do for our local gardens? Everybody in the city's basically, it's a pretty much a suburban city, and everybody's got a garden of some description or variety.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to all of those people? There's so many knock-on effects.
Yeah. Well, they won't have to spray their roses for bugs anymore, aphids. The aluminium oxide will take care of that. So you may have one lung left by the end of your life, but your roses will smell fine.
Well, the roses wouldn't grow anyway. They'd die.
Oh, right. Yeah. I was trying to be optimistic there.
See, unless, of course, you bought aluminium-resistant roses from Monsanto Corporation,
right,
who have just recently bought out Blackwater and then renamed it Z. And then, after they did that, Bill Gates, number one eugenicist worldwide, father used to be the head of the American Eugenics Society, later renamed Planned Parenthood, buys a huge share in Monsanto. It's practically business partners with them now. Let's just count the connections that we've got here. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. The conspiracy is really simple. The problem is that people aren't exposed to the information at an early age. I've noticed that there really are those two very distinct sets of people, Patrick. Those who whose parents were awake when they were born, and they you know, knew the world to be run by conspiracies from day dot, and it doesn't faze them. You know, they're normally
hippie parents. You know them.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're not terribly maladjusted to society, no more than anybody else who's like a belligerent slave or whatever. But, you know, this is what we have to understand now, is that public demonstrations, YouTube, radio, the internet, all of these things, marketing, advertising, branding, business cards, flyers, DVDs, when you are out at your rallies, you need to be spreading these things all over the place. It's like,
that's a good point, actually, Vince. That's a good point, actually, Vincent.
I have a team.
People who are attending the Chemtrail Rally, bring as much Chemtrail information as you can, even on HAARP. Bring that information to disseminate to the public.
Okay, and here's the other thing. I wanted to give a few shouts out here to some of the people who've been helping me organise this. Firstly, my good friend G. Edward Griffin. Because he popped me on the Hall of Honor on Freedom Force International.
That's right, yeah.
With Sheriff Richard Mack and Alex Jones and Dr. Alfred Weber and all of these other really great big patriots and stuff like that. I'm number 12, which makes me the capstone of the Dirty Dozen, I guess. But I want to thank him personally, because he also sent me a list of Freedom Force International members that are here in New Zealand, and they'll be receiving an email from me, and he's invited me to be part of the leadership council, or rather, I volunteered to be part of it. To make decisions for Freedom Force International at a global level. They're looking to have about maybe 10, 20 or 30 members. And also, if anybody listening to the show at this moment wants to volunteer and actually be part of the Leadership Council for Freedom Force International, if you're already a Freedom Force member, you can go to freedomforce.org and get the subscription letter. But on with the protest here in New Zealand. There's a lady named Catherine, and she contacted me through Facebook. She's going to buy me a megaphone, a 45-watt megaphone like the cops use.
Excellent.
And she's also going to get us some banners, some banner material. There's a shop down the road here called Jeff's Emporium. Just a little bit of a shameless plug there for Jeff. And yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
Well, if people want to know what the best material is to make banners, can you give them advice to bring along to the rallies?
I can't, but I have a great contact named Penny Bright, waterpressure@gmail.com. You can email Penny Bright, and she is the banner whiz lady. And that's, in fact, who I was going to mention next, who's going to be helping us to construct these banners. And then, of course, it goes on to the design. Now, there's a good friend of mine, Roy McDougall, who does a lot of our design work, totally pro bono for the Vinnie Eastwood show. And he's come up with a two-banner design. Now, it's what in the world are they spraying across two banners?
Yeah.
So the first banner is what in the, and with some planes and some buildings and some chemtrails being sprayed all over them. And
yeah.
GorillaMedia.co.nz down there, and on the other side, what in the world are they spraying? And again, with all the chemtrails, and then a plug for the website GorillaMedia.co.nz and Freedom Force International. This is what effective.
Well, of course, people who don't know, if they haven't seen the full length movie, What in the World Are They Spraying? It's co-produced by Michael J. Murphy. You can look back at my YouTube channel. It's got the interview on there. It's probably the best documentary, apart from Clifford, as well as Clifford Carnicom documentary. It's probably the best documentary for the first timer who's just realized what's happening in the skies, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And that brings me on to my next point, is G. Edward Griffin also sent me a couple of copies of that, and I've just had 100 copies of it sent up to me by my guy in Lower Hutt there in Wellington, Jade from Evolution News. .co.nz. He's been absolutely phenomenal. He's basically copied me something like several hundred, maybe even 500 DVDs, and I've only really been acquainted with the guy for a couple of months, really. It's just incredible.
Well, it's tremendous, the amount. It's quite overwhelming, isn't it? Sometimes you ask for help, and it literally floods in. With this Chemtrail Rally, I'm getting messages, and I can't keep up with them, with the amount of people. What can I do? How can I help? And it's fantastic, you know? So they're all going to be there at the rally.
You know what you need, Patrick? You need to design a volunteer page where it has all these suggestions about what people should bring, how they can help, things of that nature.
That's a great idea. Yep.
It'll save you a lot of time, and that's another thing that you do need to realize about organizing stuff is automation. Everything needs to be done without you needing to do it, so that people can come to the website, have a look at the location of the protest, things that they have suggested that they need to be bringing, because protests are also...
Well, I've actually only released the exact location today on an update video number 9, Chemtrail Rally England update video number 9 on YouTube and Facebook. So the exact location is literally right opposite the entrance to Duxford Airfield, an old Battle of Britain airfield. You'll see a big Hurricane on stilts. It's a Hurricane aircraft on stilts, and it's literally, we're across the road from that.
Wow, that sounds very nice. We're going to be in the central city at Aotea Square on Queen Street in Auckland on the,
excellent.
On the 17th there.
And is... On the 17th in Auckland at... Say that again, please.
On the 17th in Auckland at 2 p.m.
And is that a exclusively Chemtrail rally?
No. Chemtrail, it's primarily Chemtrail, but if you're just anti-New World Order, if you think 9/11 was an inside job, if you think HAARP is being used to cause earthquakes, if you think that the president is a puppet, if you think that your prime minister was selected rather than elected, if you think that the oil prices are manipulated, if you think that the currency is being devalued, and if you think that your government is selling you out to offshore foreign banks and corporations, if you think that you are slowly, ever surely becoming a slave with absolutely no rights, then you should be there. And you should be there in force.
It has kind of gone without saying, but if you're protesting against chemtrails like the chemtrail rally in Cambridge here in England on Saturday... If you're campaigning to get chemtrails stopped, you are anti-New World Order. So effectively, this rally on chemtrails this Saturday is, in all but name, an anti-New World Order protest. So,
well, look
like
at Vinny
says, if it's 9/11 or devaluing the currency, you've got to be there. This is a big chance. It's the first time, it's probably the first time, dare I say it, because I've been doing it 4 years, trying to wake people up and researching every day for the last 4 years virtually. And I haven't heard of a chemtrail rally this large and this promoted. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't want to be the first. I don't even want to do it. I don't want to even do any of this, but I have to. I want to be free, and I want my kids to be free someday and healthy. So this is the one chance, and I would appeal to people to just please get here. There might not be another chance at doing this. We might be all too ill to organise anything, eh?
Well, yeah, thanks to the other thing that's going on in the world right now. By the way, I looked up in a dictionary what the Japanese term for nuclear apocalypse is. Can you guess what it is?
Chemtrail?
Fukushima.
No,
I'm joking.
You're kidding. Oh, right. See, that was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
when they're good, they're not funny.
I've got a 9/11 joke as well. Dick Cheney.
Oh, please don't.
Dick Cheney year he celebrates 9/11 by going out and buying a whole bunch of gifts for his family, and they rig up a couple of cardboard replicas of the towers up in their living rooms, and drape Christmas lights around it, you know, that kind of thing, and drink eggnog and roast illegal documents on an open fire. And one day, one of the fairy lights malfunctioned, and the tower caught fire, but it didn't collapse.
No. Well, strangely reminiscent of real life, eh?
Yeah.
I was talking to people in Cambridge, and most people generally were quite you know, gave me quite a good response to what I was doing. Some even thanked me for drawing it to their attention. You know, genuinely, sincerely, were worried about it all of a sudden because they knew something was wrong. You could sense it in their face. And but you get the odd nutter who just wants to talk about 9/11 not being an inside job. And, oh, well, no, I haven't looked at the evidence. No, now you mention it, but I don't believe it was an inside job. You know, oh, dear. And you just have to walk away.
Did you hear that Charlie Veach is supposedly...
I wasn't going to mention... No, I don't even want to mention it. I don't even want to talk about it.
You know,
sorry.
I know Charlie personally.
Sorry. Let's go to a music break.
See, I know Charlie personally, and I watched that video, and everybody else is saying Charlie's denying that 9/11 was an inside job, and I'm saying, no, he's just, like, now looking at all the angles, including the denial angle.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what the fuck is everybody getting off their heads about, you know?
Yeah.
I don't get it. He sold out. You know, it's like, how much money did he get?
What I've decided to do in light of that, what I've decided to do is to completely ignore it, wait till all the thunder dies down, and then take a look at what he said myself. Because he's not a dumb fellow. He's a clever fellow. And he's spoken out and tried to, after meeting the explosive experts and demolition guys and engineers, and he had genuine questions, and he has a right to that, and I respect him for that. And time will tell what he really meant by it. But at the moment, I've decided to completely ignore it.
Well, yeah,
I'm too busy with this rally.
Well, see, I actually I get that too, because look, there's a million fights going on out there, and you can only be involved with a limited number of them, and preferably ones that you are directly involved with that are actually worth your time. Now, truth or infighting, for my part...
Please don't fight with each other. There's no time left, people.
That's precisely my point, you know.
Come on.
Come, yeah. Mr. Rothschild.
Oh, come, general public. come, Mr. Rothschild.
See, it comes down to
your eugenics views.
This is how I break it down, Pat. We are all freaking slaves. Any slave that fights with another slave to get higher up in the slave hierarchy is still a slave. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't become free unless you don't become free unless you wipe out the Whipper Boys.
that's actually a scientific technique. I mean, it's how Hitler ran his administration, if you like. It's how Hitler encouraged people lower down the rank than him to literally fight amongst themselves to gain power, and that was okay with him. And that's the way the elite mind is. It's pretty much a reflection of the elite system for controlling the masses. 4,000 years old, it was one of the first things that the Egyptians had to learn, the science, the art of mass manipulation. You know, it's got to be the best game in town if you're a psychopath, right?
Oh, yeah.
Get involved. Yeah. Okay, Vinny, we got a few other guests to get to. It's always good to chat to you. And you always raise my spirits, and I want to thank you for that. And I wish you the best on the 17th of July, your event.
Indeed. And, I say we just take it into their teeth, ladies and gentlemen. What are we waiting for?
Yeah. God bless you, Vinny. You're a great man. And are you on later live?
I'm on in 20 minutes. I've got Rick Simpson on the show today for a full 2 hours.
Superb. And, that's run from the Cure, is it?
Yeah, indeed. And we'll probably be joined by Tracy Kennedy as well, who's also incidentally from Canada and suffering a lot of illness at the moment. So one thing I do with my shows is I link people up together who might be very interesting. This way we've got a somebody who's disabled who's running a radio show and has a sick sense of humor like me, and so does Rick for that matter, and he cures a lot of people who have those kind of disabilities and
yes.
whatnot with his cannabis hemp oil. So you know,
yeah, absolutely. Cannabis cures cancer, folks.
Cannabis
just
oil.
Look it up yourself and see the film Rick Simpson Run from the Cure. if you have a piece of cancer on your skin, just drop some of that onto it, and within days, I believe, it disappears.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't expect you to believe me, but just watch this film.
Indeed. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you come up with a cancer cure, and that reminds me as well, on tomorrow, we'll be having Dr. Baczynski on the show, who's been curing cancer in Texas with a whole lot of very interesting techniques. And the FDA and all these other different varying sorts of scumbaggery are coming down on him like a ton of bricks, just like they're doing to Rick Simpson, which is incidentally why I'll be interviewing Rick Simpson live from Bulgaria. Okay?
Right.
If you come up with a cure, if you do anything that's right for humanity,
move around Eastern Europe, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You've either got to change the way you think and go about things. You know, you've got to be thinking about the way Bill Deagle and various other people who are militarily trained deal with it, as they say, all right, come on, do whatever you want to. I'll freaking kill most of you that try. Okay? And that tends to stop them quite a lot, because they know that you don't want to have incidents where you wind up losing a whole bunch of agents, because it'll draw copious amounts of attention. And so many other people are being accused of being disinfo agents. It's like, it's become a truth or cliche now to accuse somebody of being a disinfo agent.
I know. We constantly joke about it, you know, in the pub and things. And, oh, I think she's one. I think he's one. I think the barman's one. Yeah, probably planted there. Yeah. Yeah, but it gets a bit silly after a while.
Because a lot of people, just for some reason or another, they think that being a conspiracy theorist, one of the requirements is paranoia. It's not, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to be paranoid. But I suppose the only way to stop yourself from becoming paranoid is to ensure that you don't lose your sense of humour. So make sure you listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. 5 till 7 Central, which I believe is like 11 till 1 a.m. GMT, isn't that, Patrick?
Oh, come, Mr. Eastwood, shameless plug.
Indeed.
Shameless self-promotion.
Well, you know, I say there's nothing shameful about, shameless self-promotion.
God bless you, Vinny. All the best, man. Have a great show.
All right, thanks, Pat. I'll see you later, bro.
Bye-bye now.